Will countries reach their zero emissions targets? And what will this mean for electric vehicles?
So I'm at a petrol station in London. In just over 6 years' time, any new vehicles coming into this place might not be pulling in to fill up with this pump here. They may be over there in the corner by that car wash getting a fast charge. That 2030 deadline in the UK was recently pushed back to 2035. That's in line with the European Union. But the Labour opposition here, who are well ahead in the polls, have promised to stick with the 2030 ban if they win power next year. Now, Europe is leading the way with banning new sales of petrol and diesel cars, but that deadline, well, it's scaring some people like Mandy. She's just moved to Devon in the southwest of England. She's got two electric cars and is having trouble charging them.
We've had to leave one in Birmingham because it's the older style. So we're having to pay a diesel low loader to transport it up, well, down to us. So it kind of defeats the object there. And the infrastructure just isn't there at the moment. I mean, we've had every single kind of issue when we're trying to charge our car on the way to Devon every time. Even in Devon now, we struggle to find somewhere to charge it, and we're having to go to a McDonald's. It's the only place that we can seem to get a charge from, which is crazy, you know. In 2030, we're just not ready for it. I want it to be ready. It's just not possible.
The UK government have recently said that this delay is needed because forcing people to change to electric puts too much pressure on people's finances during a time when incomes have been squeezed because of inflation. Robert Llewellyn hosts the YouTube electric vehicle show Fully Charged.
I think it's perfectly plausible. If you go back 7 years to what the charging infrastructure was like then, it was woefully inadequate. It is now just about adequate if you know how to use it and you're keen to do it. And all the electric car drivers I know, and there are now hundreds of thousands of them, do manage. And you never, never hear a story on the media of someone who just drives somewhere and charges and carries on driving, because that's not a story. You always, always hear that they get to the charger and it doesn't work that day, or that there's too many people waiting for it. So there are tens of thousands of successful charge experiences every day. If we don't put in an adequate charging infrastructure, let's carry on importing fossil fuel and burning it in inefficient petrol cars. It's fine. You know, at the end of the day, that is what our aim is, to try and wean ourselves off imported, expensive, toxic fossil fuel and all the negatives around that.
Time pressures by governments in Europe to stop sales of new combustion engines continue to have tweaks as we lead up to the deadlines. But contrast that to the US. No cutoff time has been set. Some states are even asking the US central government permission to set 2035 EV goals. And EV take-up in Africa struggles too from infrastructure issues, with South Africa leading the way, yet still with less than 1% of new car sales. But one country is leading the way, well ahead of the rest of the world, for the big petrol and diesel new car turnoff. Norway. So I wanted to speak to one of the fundamental people pushing change there, Christina Bu, who's head of the Norwegian EV Association.
It's been a package of different policies and incentives, and probably the most important is actually the fact that the governments over years have also taxed petrol and diesel engine cars a lot when it comes to the sales. A sale tax, really. So it's not just about benefiting electric cars, but also punishing petrol and diesel engine cars. And in that way, buying an electric car has been more or less the same price as buying petrol or diesel.
This has been Sagicor's Early Business. Don't shortchange your retirement.
Your retirement might still be years away, but it's never too early to start saving towards it.
Let Sagicorp use its 180 years of experience to help you develop a plan to get your money working as hard as you do.
Call your Sagicorp advisor or visit Sagicorp.com to learn how we can help you plan your retirement. Sagicorp, wise financial thinking for life.